This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Normally at this time in our calendar, I would try and save you from slutty Halloween. But you know what? I give up. There's no fight in City Hall. Halloween is like Vegas. For a lot of people, it's the only time they get to show cleavage and wear something up their butt. And who am I to be a killjoy to keep that from happening? So I went online trying to look for really stupid, slutty costumes. And then I realized, like, I'm slut-shaming here. Who am I to slut-shame other than the mother of two teenage girls constantly begging them to dress with some modesty so we maintain the good familial reputation? I don't know if that is real. I don't know if that is still there. But as a mom, I fight the good fight every day, but I cannot fight the fight on your behalf. So if you need to be a slutty Jeffrey Dahmer this Halloween season, who am I to slow you down? I only got through one episode of Dahmer. I don't know if you were able to watch this because it was so creepy. And I think that is the brilliance of the show, is that it is very, very difficult to convey that level of creepiness and to scare people when nothing is happening. That is truly a gift. And Michael Scott's nephew, who plays Jeffrey Dahmer, the guy who deserved a spanking, his soul must be damaged after playing that. I know he had a really hard time and he was very anxious and, you know, had to confront some internal demons after that role. And I could not get past the first episode, which means that people really, really love it because somehow people have a higher tolerance for creepy things like that. And I just do not. I do not like scary movies, and I don't like stressful movies or TV shows. So Dahmer was not made for me, but I thought it was very funny that eBay tried to 86 the Jeffrey Dahmer costume because they have a policy of not allowing the sale of violent criminals or violent people or people who perpetrated violent acts. So if you're looking for a Jeffrey Dahmer costume on eBay, you're not going to find it. But you don't really need it. You just need to look sweaty, and you need to have a vapid, empty look in your eyes and read the Satanic Bible and eat pork chops. That's pretty much all you need for the Jeffrey Dahmer costume, and a mattress that is soaked with bloodstains and giant drums of acid that are eating away the fleshy parts of human remains, so the skeletons are the only thing left. That's all you need. That's just a few things, right? I mean, that's a trip to Home Depot. And we used to have this great store in New York called Ricky's, where you could always get great Halloween costumes, but they closed all the Ricky's. And Ricky's was amazing because you could get like onesies and slutty flight attendants and slutty cops and slutty nurses and slutty cowboys, slutty cowgirls, slutty cowgays, like whatever you needed, you could get it at Ricky's. And Ricky's closed, but the best part about Ricky's, and hopefully you have a Ricky's in your town or something like it, so you could go into Ricky's the day of Halloween and everything would be like 75% off because they're like, well, we got to get rid of the stuff before tomorrow. So I have all of these like animal onesies, which I thought were great and practical because I'm like, oh, I can go as a ladybug while my girls are trick-or-treating and I just have to paint red glitter on my face and I'll look like a ladybug. And then I realized you're basically advertising to the world that you're a furry, which I'm not getting into. That's creepier than Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay, we're not getting into that on this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
But Ricky's is gone, so now I have to rely on... I don't know if I should spoil what we're doing. So Kat Timpf has an amazing birthday party every year. And this year, we are doing a theme. And I'm part of the theme, and I don't really... I can't spoil the theme. That's not up to me. That's up to her, because it was her theme, and it's her birthday party. I'll talk about it with her after her birthday party. That will be something to look forward to. But I am dressing as a male. I'm dressing as a male who peed and pooped in his own leather pants. I don't think that I have to be a method male. I do not have to fill my pleather pants with urine and fecum. So I'm not going to, but just know that is who I'm going to be for Halloween. I also have my lederhosen leftover from Oktoberfest. Emily Campagno and I talked about that when we went to München. We went to Munich and we went to Oktoberfest, and I got cherry red lederhosen hot pants that I wore with pink cashmere sweater from J. Crew, and a little pin that I wore on the sweater that says F-boy, but it's the actual F-word, and that was very confusing to people, but I don't mind, because that's what a celebration is for. So I may bust that out, because it's okay to be lazy and use stuff that you've already worn, because 95% of the people that you're going to interface with at your Halloween party, they will never have seen it. So you just have to decide if the stuff that you're going to pull out of your... Is it going to be the bondage stuff in your gimp box? Like, are you going just full bore BDSM? If you are, you know, you're outing yourself. The gimp box is also Pandora's box. Once you open it, you cannot just jump back inside. So you have to decide how far down the slutty scale you are going to slide. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to remind you that November 1st, El Día de los Muertos... you are going to have to answer some questions. You're going to have to do some splaining about how slutty you get on Halloween. But just, yes, it's a given. Everyone wants to dress like a hoochie a little bit on Halloween. That's fine. Just don't go nuts. Don't destroy your own reputation. And make sure whatever you wear, you have comfortable footwear. Because if you get, and I saw this on New Year's Eve last year, and it was not a surprise. It was the least surprising thing that I saw on New Year's Eve. I went to a club, had a bottle full of bub, Irish goodbye, walked home early, forgot to tell my friends that I was leaving, as I always do. And as I walked outside, there were two crying girls on the sidewalk, one of whom looked like she had broken her ankle. She didn't break her ankle. Her feet were so sore because she bought expensive platforms that she clearly did not wear, and her feet were sore and blistered, and she was drunk and she could no longer walk, and she couldn't figure out why she was drunk and she couldn't walk. It's because she made a rookie mistake. If you're going to dress slutty, at least have comfortable footwear. You got to break, you know, even if you do not break in your slutty librarian costume, make sure you are wearing loafers that you have worn at least 5 hours with socks on to break down all the hard, leathery compartments, because those are the things that will bite you in your drunken, slutty keister on Halloween. And that's, I have to save you from that. If you do nothing else, if you do not monitor your alcohol consumption and you make bad costume choices, at least make good footwear choices while you are sober. So when you don't know why you are cold, it's because you are wearing very few clothes and you are also inebriated, so your blood supply is compromised. You will not be mad at your feet. Your feet can still get you somewhere, even though your brain has stalled and your body has frozen. And for that, you will thank me. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. Happy Halloween. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.